Nolte, Olivia Nuzziadat Vanity Fair for Helping Trump. By John Nolte on December 6, 2025. Don't believe a word you're reading. Leno Judd Hussey, Olivia Nuzzi and Vanity Fair are not parting ways over a breach of journalistic ethics. She's out for only one reason, the belief that her violation of journalistic ethics helped Donald Trump. You gotta see the Matrix. What do you think, that suddenly a leftist outlet like Vanity Fair caught a case of journalistic integrity? This Vanity Fair? This one? This one? Please. Here's the narrative currently being spun to pretend Vanity Fair is all about the journalisming. After hiring Olivia Nuzzi as its West Coast editor, Vanity Fair editor Mark Gidjiksai strapped on a shocked face to pretend he was aghast to learn that the hussy might have an ethical problem. You see, after she was hired for that prestigious role, Nuzzi's former two-time cuck, I'll explain this below, and fiancé, Ryan Lizza, went the full bitter cuck route and published a series of Substack essays exposing what everyone already knew years before Vanity Fair hired her, that Olivia Nuzzi is a hussy with zero ethics. Turns out she not only allegedly had an intense personal relationship with the left's most hated apostate, current Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., she also allegedly banged a Republican, former South Carolina Governor Mark Huckabee, back in 2 weeks Sanford. In both cases, Cuck Lizza claims the hussy was assigned to cover her alleged bangs. In fact, the elite DC couple had booked contracts to cover both alleged bangs. Hilariously, Cuck Lizza stuck with Nuzzi after the Sanford incident, which, once you add in Bobby Jr., makes Lizza a two-time cuck. Here's what Vanity Fair already knew about serial side piece Nuzzi when it bestowed upon her the title of West Coast editor. 1. That New York magazine had fired her over the Kennedy thing. 2. She once broke into Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski's home. And 3. She's a dreadful writer. The wildfire's over my shoulder now, over the hill. The waxing gibbous moon is over my head. A thought bubble, it shines blankly, she actually wrote in her just-released memoir American Canto. Can it get worse than a gibbous moon? Yes, yes it can. People ask me now about anger. About my lack of it. How? How could I not be enraged? I think this over. I scan the terrain of my body. My chest, my spine, behind my belly button. I look for pale pulses of idle fury, waiting for the alarm to sound at the tripwire of my veins. There is nothing there. There is nothing there because I loaded a gun. I loaded a gun and set it on my nightstand. You cannot live in America without thinking about guns, without thinking that one day you might not live anymore in America, and the reason will be a gun. 46,728 lives ended in America in 2023 because of a gun. 27,300 suicides. 17,927 homicides. 604 police shootings. 463 accidents. 434 undetermined. On the 405, a billboard announces that gun injuries are the number one cause of death for American children. You think, a gun will protect me from guns. Then you recall the statistic, that a gun in your home doubles your chances of dying by homicide. Still, I loaded a gun. I loaded a gun and set it on my nightstand. But now, we're supposed to believe Vanity Fair has suddenly caught a case of integrity over behavior it was well aware of before making her West Coast editor? See. The. Matrix. The real reason she's out is her interview with the far-left Bulwark, where she was shamed for not torpedoing Kennedy's nomination as Health and Human Services Secretary. He's being nominated to HHS Secretary. You had information that you could have shared. And you didn't share anything about him. Why? Did you still love him? Asked the Bulwark. I don't know how to responsibly handle this on camera, the hussy responded. You admit in the book that you'd acted to help him over the course of the campaign. And so once you realized that he was screwing you over, you didn't take any counteraction, pressed the Bulwark. Then the hussy began to cry like a little girl. As far as the corporate media Borg is concerned, she aided and abetted the Trump administration, and that is what cannot be allowed. It's okay if she breaks into a Republican's home. It's okay if she makes everything she writes about her and puts forth prose so purple it would make Prince wince. That's allowed. What she cannot be forgiven for is her betrayal of the leftist cause. And because her only answer for betraying the leftist cause is crying like a girl, she's out, she's gone, banished, 86th, Arrivederci, so long e mecha. All she had to do to return to the good graces of the legacy media was to answer the Bulwark's softball question with a brazen lie. Something like how the Trump administration had threatened to kill her entire family if she came forward about Kennedy, and all the doors would remain open. But here's the thing. Like most leftist women, Nuzzi is a dead-souled, narcissistic basket case. Allow me to put it this way. If you think Nuzzi is gone because the elite media believe in ethics, how many people were fired over this? The Hex That Kill Everybody hoax. Trump Destroying White House hoax. Photo of Starving Gaza Baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump Tariffs Will Explode Prices hoax. Maryland Man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if docs white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. As long as it benefits the fascist, left-wing cause. Lying, bias, protecting your own, withholding information. Inventing sources, breaking and entering, and being an overall scumbag is not a sin in the corporate media. It's a virtue. But if you do anything that might hurt the cause, then it's over. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.